Now I'm with some guests from Florida of the United States of America. Dan Seiler, welcome to Hawley. You were eating dinner tonight inside the 06 Bells.
We were, yes. My wife, Anne Michelle, and I were having dinner inside there, just enjoying a lovely dinner. It was fantastic food, and we were just finishing up, actually. And then the next thing you know, the fire alarm went off. And I got to be honest with you, we just thought it was, kind of like maybe a false alarm or something small, nothing serious. And so we were, just coming out. They said, okay, we have to go. We have to come out. But there was no panic or anything. It's just everybody just enjoying themselves. And everybody's carrying their, their beer and their wine and everything after dinner. And they're coming out into the parking lot. But as they were coming out, you could kind of tell from the looks of the staff that, maybe something was a little bit more serious. And so then once we got outside, they said, you need to move away from the building. And so then once we moved away from the building and we looked back at it, then you saw a little bit of smoke coming out of the top. I don't know if you call it a steeplechase, just where the kind of the chimney or whatever it is was. And you saw a little bit of smoke coming out of there. So I started, filming a little bit. And then the next thing you know, billows of smoke were beginning to come out of that area. And then you realize, no, this is not just a false alarm. This is real. This is a fire. And then some friends who were standing next to us told us that it was the second oldest fully functioning pub in the UK. I don't know if that's true or not, but when he told us that, you just started to realize you were kind of seeing history in front of your eyes happening. And the next thing you know, the whole place is up in flames. The smoke is coming through the roof, all through the shingles. And then the next thing on the video, you just see the flames burst through and the whole place goes up in smoke and flames.
That moment of realizing you had to evacuate, what was that like?
Well, at first, like I said, we just, we were kind of joking. It was like a fire drill, in school. And we were thinking, it's going to be okay. We'll go back in a few minutes and we'll be able to finish up our dinner and pay our tabs. And it wasn't until you started seeing the place, the flames shooting out of the roof, that you realized, it became sad. You started feeling just for the people whose lives are being impacted by the fire. The workers, they're not going to have jobs tomorrow. And we didn't know if it was a family-owned or a business that, owned it. But you just started feeling for the people that were going to be impacted because you knew they weren't going to be serving for a while in that pub.
Well, we've had a verbal statement come through from the area manager who's briefly spoken to me and just simply said that everybody got out safely. There was no injuries reported. Mm-hmm. The fire alarm, the fire drill worked absolutely perfectly.
It did. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the two that we talked to that were saying it was the oldest pub, they were actually sitting upstairs having dinner. They were the only ones upstairs having dinner, and then they weren't. Other ones were having dinner. My wife is correcting me. But there wasn't very many people upstairs. But then they left the pub, and then when they came back, they saw that it was up in flames. And yeah,
it's a real shame as another fire engine leaves us this evening. They've done an amazing job saving the historical part of the building. The historical part is reportedly not being touched by the fire at all. It's really the annex at the rear of the building, which has been devastated by the blaze this evening. But they've done a wonderful job.
Yes, absolutely. It was good to see the fire when the firefighters showed up. And we actually saw water shooting up from the bottom up through the roof. So we knew that they were actually inside fighting the fire from the inside, which to me was amazing because from the outside, I certainly wouldn't have gone inside that building to try to save it because I thought it was toast. I thought it was done. For sure.
Well, as we speak this evening, you can see behind you now the aerial platform is just being extended to have a good visual look over the top and see if there's any more dousing to be done in the embers of the ceiling voids, just checking everything up there. They do their job very thoroughly, the firefighters.
I'm definitely very impressed with how hard they've worked here to save the place. I look forward to being able to come back who knows what year. We'll come back and be able to have dinner here again. Looking forward to that.
Thank you very much for speaking.
Okay, thank you.